Not who all children are.
Not, I don't think that would be superfluous there. You say you all come, or y'all like uh-huh. that, but you don't use that all that much.
Uh-huh. Say if you're asking about all the speaker's remarks, you know, everything that he has said, you might ask someone, did he say?
I mean, what did he talk about?
How about what all did he talk about?
Well, I might say that on occasion.
How would you say that?
Well, you could say what all did he talk about.
And you say if no one else will look out for them, you say they've got to look out for
themselves.
And if no one else will do it for him, you say he better do it
for himself.
And something made out of flour and baked in a loaf.
Oh, bread, you told me?
What different kinds of bread did people have used to make?
You mean what kind of bread they make? Well, they make salt rising bread, and they make just plain baker's bread, and they make dill bread, and they make French bread, and they make
What's baker's bread? What do you mean?
Just plain bread with yeast, you know, yeast bread. And the salt rising bread is takes a little bit more time.
Uh-huh.
You have to use it. I'll go overnight to make salt rising bread. And some people save a little piece of dough and use it for the yeast for another baking. But every now and then you have to make a new starch. You can't use it too long.
You say there's two kinds of bread. There's homemade bread, and then there's
baker's bread.
Okay. Do you ever get that called store-bought bread?
Oh, yeah. Sure, I went and got some store-bought bread.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And something fried and deep fat that has a hole in the center. That'd be
donut?
Are there different kinds or different names for donuts?
I never have heard them call anything but donuts. But sometimes the thing that amuses me, these bakeries cut the hole out of the donut and fry them, and you can buy them the whole. You buy the hole out of the donut. Now, did you ever hear that? I didn't know it until not long ago.
You make up a batter and fry for breakfast.
You mean batter cakes or waffles or?
Okay.
Hot cakes, you might call them hot cakes or batter cakes.
Same thing?
Yeah.
What sort of things are made out of cornmeal?
Well, you can make cornbread and hoe cakes, and you can make hot cakes with a mixture of cornmeal and flour, and they're
mm-hmm.
real good.
Do you ever hear of taking just cornmeal and salt and water and kind of boiling it together, making something you eat with a spoon?
Oh, yes, that's mush.
You used to eat that?
Cornmeal mush.
Uh-huh.
It's very much like cream of wheat.
What, did you ever hear that called kush-kush?
Yeah, it's called kush.
Is that the same?
Yeah.
What about something called a corn dodger?
Well, that's more of a corn hoe cake.
Uh-huh.
Used to call them corn dodgers. You take the meal and put hot water.
Mm-hmm.
Mix it with hot water and salt, and if you want to make them light, you can put a little baking powder in them. And then you do them with your hands,
mm-hmm.
and you can fry them, or you can bake them in the stove. I don't like them baked in the stove. My grandmother used to like them that way.
Talk about how much flour might be in a sack. You'd say a sack might contain 5 or 10.
5 or 10 pounds.